morning. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2022. And the word of the Lord to me was accelerate. As I slept overnight coming into this morning, the word of the Lord was accelerate. It was spelled a little bit differently, but I understood what it meant. Accelerate. And I knew, even as I slept, I knew to look in the book of Acts. Don't ask me how. God just has a way of communicating to you what to do without specifically saying to you or telling you what to do. He just has a way of placing the unction, placing the directive on your heart. Hallelujah. And so today, as I began to look at the word accelerate, sure enough, I found a word in the book of Acts. We're going to talk about that right now. Hallelujah. All right. And as promised, the word of the Lord this morning, a word of the Lord this morning, comes from the book of Acts, the 6th chapter, right at the 7th verse. Now, it is extremely ironic to me that my default verse in all of Scripture, is Acts 6 and 4. And it simply says, I can quote it to you without even looking, we are devoted to prayer and the Word of God. For me, that is my life verse. That is the verse that I stand upon every day. I try. I fail, but I try. Hallelujah. Acts 6 and 4. And so this morning, as I read, I'm going to be very honest with you. As I read Acts 6 and 7, I had a quick conversation with Holy Spirit, and he got me together just as quickly. And that was where my word of the day came from. Hallelujah. Again, let me just remind you that it is a word of the Lord. It is a word of the Lord. And I have to stress that, because sometimes we hear one thing or we read one thing and we think that's it, right? And it could very well be that that's what we're supposed to set our day upon. That's the foundation. But in this season, I believe that this is just but one. Hallelujah. And so Acts 6 and 7, before I digress, says, and the message of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And besides, a large number of the priests were obedient to the faith in Jesus as the Messiah, through whom is obtained eternal salvation in the kingdom of God. What grabbed my attention? What grabbed my attention this morning in this verse was that the priest, the word here says, and the priest became obedient to the faith. Other translations might add the words again, once again. The priest became obedient. And so immediately when I read that verse, my thought to Holy Spirit was, well, wait a minute. Weren't priests already supposed to be obedient? And it immediately struck me. Holy Spirit immediately answered me. You're not always obedient to Holy Spirit, are you? Why should they have had to have been? They're human beings just like you. But there's grace. And so I immediately thought, wow, yes, yes, God, hallelujah. There's grace on the priest. Sometimes as churchgoers, sometimes as people outside of Christianity, we look at others and we hold them to such a high standard. Maybe if you're in ministry, you do that to yourself. I know I have done it a billion times. I've even said to the Lord, but I know better. And all of these things are true. We do know better. When you get into the kingdom of God, there's certain things that he teaches you. He even tells you, listen, you're supposed to be on meat now. Why do I have to keep going over these same milky essentials with you? Hallelujah. So we are supposed to know better. But I think what we forget is that we're also under grace, just like these priests. And so revival came to the hearts of these priests, where they became obedient to the faith that they knew, my God, once again. Why is that so important? It's July 18th, but July has been an emotional month for me already, and we're only 2 weeks in. It has made me question so many things. Things that I was once solid on, staunch on. I was on this hill, ready to die on this hill for these particular things. And here as of late, maybe you've been there yourself. Maybe you're there now. Full disclosure, I'm still partly there now. I am still partly there now, right? But after reading this word, after reading last week, Holy Spirit shared with me Jeremiah 29, verses 13 and 14. Little by little, God increases us. Little by little, God peels back layers in our heart. Little by little, God helps to change our mind. Little by little, it's little by little things. It's not always a lightning bolt immediacy type of thing. It's little by little. And so little by little, if I look at the scriptures that he's given me before Jeremiah 29, if I look at the scriptures of Jeremiah 29, 13, 14, if I look at the different things that he's been speaking to me throughout this week, if I look at this verse today, Acts 6 and 7, just putting all of these things together little by little, what it's showing me is that God is working. God is listening. He's very much aware. He's very much involved. He's very much concerned about the things that are concerning me. Psalm 138:8, about the things that are perplexing me, about the things that are tormenting my soul. Why? Because he is the lover of my soul. He is the shepherd, the bishop, the overseer, the caretaker of my soul. Hallelujah. So yeah, he's concerned about these things. And so he gives grace. He gives revival. He gives morning by morning opportunity. Once again, new mercies every day. New chances every day for me to get back up on top of that hill. And know that hill that I climbed so hard to get up on is the hill I'm supposed to die on. Proverbially speaking, of course. But if I believed in it so strongly before, and he has not changed my mind, but circumstances have changed my mind, feelings have changed my mind, I need to get back there. I need to become like these priests. I need to become obedient again. And so he sends revival. And I'm here to tell you today, Monday, July 18, 2022, this is a season. This is a time. And I don't know how long it's going to last. Could be a week, could be the rest of this month. I don't know when the next season, again, proverbially, is going to occur. But right now, the dispensation is to be revived. It is to be revived. Priest in this verse, the Jewish priest, people that were supposed to know what to do, people that were supposed to be doing right, people that were supposed to be, that were supposed to be, that were supposed to be, had slipped, had fallen, weren't doing what they were supposed to do, weren't believing as strongly as they were supposed to believe, weren't being steadfast, weren't doing this, weren't doing that. But God sent revival. God sent the increase of his word. The message of God kept on spreading. And so today, what I'm asking, Holy Spirit, is that he would continue to keep on sending his word into my hearing, into my sight, into my heart, into my sleep, into my dreams. Keep on sending your word to me. Keep on sending your word to your people, Lord, so that we can continue to keep multiplying in the spirit, so that our faith can continue to keep multiplying in the spirit, so that we can continue to keep growing in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that our obedience, our submission to the Spirit, our desire for the things of God, our focus on things above can be renewed and set. Once again, so that our humility before the all-powerful God can be established once again. Hallelujah. The priests were obedient to the faith. If Holy Spirit has ever identified you as a priest, as one that stands in the midst, advocating for the people of God, if Holy Spirit has ever identified you and you know it as an intercessor, as one who stands in the midst, advocating for the people of God, binding this while loosing that, if you've ever been called to that spiritual priesthood of God, know that there is a grace, a dispensation, a revival upon your heart right now. It's sitting over you right now. There's a pregnant atmosphere of revival, of renewal, of refreshing in the things of God for your life. It is available right now, and it has nothing to do with the calendar date. Whenever you're listening to this, 10 years from now, 6 months from now, 2 days from now, it is available to you. And so that is what we're going to pray and loose. In Jesus' name. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have adopted me as your child. I thank you that you have adopted the hearer listening to my voice right now as your child. Let them hear your voice today above all else, above all others. Let them hear your heart today, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for reviving us, having a plan, having a desire, having a way of reviving us, restoring us, refreshing us, reminding us, renewing us in the things that you've called us to. Raise us from the dead. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:14 says that it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses our minds, cleanses our consciences. Even the subconscious is a part of those consciences. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from doing dead things before a living God. And so today we ask you, Lord God, to raise us mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And then at your will, physically and financially, from dead things, so that we can better serve the living God. We ask you today to renew our minds and our hope, our faith, our trust, our belief, our certainty of Jesus Christ and his power and his spirit, his person, his words, his presence. We ask that you help us to begin to stand more uprightly, walk more sure-footedly towards the things of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We desire to be those spirit-filled Christians, spirit-filled Christ believers. Hallelujah. The real spirit-filled believers of Christ. We desire that. And so we ask you for such revival to begin to take effect in our hearts, in our homes, in the name of Jesus. You trusted us once. Trust us again and raise us up to be the priest. Ooh, glory to God that you've called us to be, that you created us to be, that you want us to be. Raise us up again, oh God. Raise us up again, oh God. Raise the truth in our hearts once again over the reality of our circumstances. Raise the truth over the reality. Raise up truth. What do you say? What do you say about us? What do you say is really happening? Raise that up over what circumstances in reality depict as truth. We thank you, Lord God, that we now have a truth consecrated, truth focused, truth centered purpose and mission. In the name of Jesus, we repent, Lord God. We apologize. We confess that we've gotten lazy or convoluted or whatever. We confess and we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your help. You are the helper. You are the paraclete. And you said to call on you. And before we could even finish speaking, you would answer. And so we thank you, Lord God, that we have the answer, that we have the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Holy Spirit, the gentleness of the Holy Spirit, the mercy of the Holy Spirit, the directives of the Holy Spirit already working and living and operating within us. Even as we are praying this prayer, even before we get to the next part of the prayer, whatever it's going to be, you've already given the answer, and we thank you for it. We ask that you would help us to purify ourselves from those things that contaminate our spirit, our minds, our bodies, so that we can live out the priesthood that you've called us to, the obedience, the level of obedience, worship, trust, truth, sacrifice, humility, honor that you've called us to. We thank you, Lord God. We ask that this change will begin to take effect in our hearts even now. We thank you for being so great to us, so gentle with us, not condescending, but gentle, certain, firm, sure, loving, all at the same time. We thank you. Thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being that way, that person, who you are towards us. The word says your condescension. Your condescension has made us great. Thank you, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for revival and for instruction and for humility and for help, for grace to continue on. We thank you for the gift of repentance, the spirit of repentance, the opportunity to come before you and say, God, I messed up. I've been messing up. I'm probably going to mess up again tomorrow, but I thank you for the power and the word that you've given me today. I thank you that I can feel your strength and your presence today. I thank you for a will to live uprightly and in your name and in your space on today. We bless you, Lord God. And we thank you for this new revived infilling of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.